Morning. Joining us now in our studios is Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Get the right microphone on there. There you are. The City Council had a meeting last night, and it was, now this is, I'm trying to think, we had a Tuesday in there, there was election, so you had a regular meeting, a work session. What was the final result? Was it just a regular meeting last night?
Yeah, that's right. We just had a regular meeting, quite a long break with the election that we had, as well as the end of the month. And so we kicked it off and had a full meeting last night.
All right. Well, Mayor Pownell's getting in here right now. We'd like to welcome her. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's a busy time of the morning. You've got kids getting off to school. Both of you guys do have kids getting off to school and get to work, and then radio people to keep happy and...
You're kind of a taskmaster, Jeff.
I'm demanding, yeah. Hey, I want to start off by, you had a nice presentation from the Rice County Community and Justice Council. The Justice Council, that sounds like superheroes. what is that, and what did they talk about last night?
So we had speakers come in from this council. I'm probably not going to get the name exactly right, but Yvette Marthaler, is that
yes,
correctly?
Yeah.
And then we also had Mark Shaw, who are involved in that. And recently here in September of 2018, the Rice County Board of Commissioners approved a resolution creating this council, and it's been in the works for a while, since about 2016. And really what it's about is getting the different agencies of justice together, justice agencies, government agencies, community service providers in Rice County, to really get together and talk about public safety issues. So last evening they discussed that issue, and what we'll ultimately have to do is Mayor Pownell will be appointing. She will either be attending or designating somebody to attend, as well as our criminal attorney and police chief will be participating in that. Basically, I think it's an information sharing opportunity to talk about best practices, what's going well, where are there areas for improvement, quarterly basis meeting, and though the council passed the resolution to agree to participate in that last evening.
All right.
Yeah, ultimately, I would just say it's an opportunity for us to increase efficiencies, to become better at what we do. When you have so many different governmental entities that are in close proximity to one another, right, it's good that you have some really strong collaboration, because what we do in Northfield affects the county. And so implementing best practices, I think, is one of the issues that came up last night that council is really interested in. So I'm excited that they're moving forward with that, and look forward to some really quantifiable changes, improvements, ways that we can be better.
Okay, let's move on, because we're limited on time here. You did establish some new committees last night. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we established the Riverfront Enhancement Committee, made some mayoral appointments with that. Really what we would like to get out of that is an actual action plan that aligns with our strategic plan. It has concept plans for strategic park improvements, identifies short-term and long-term projects and funding sources, preservation and conservation of the riverfront. Really what we're trying to do there is to be very intentional about how we utilize the land that is along the river. It's in a lot of our founding documents that utilizing the river and not ignoring it, right, but really looking for ways that we can really capture this benefit that we have of a river that runs through our community, similar to the Riverwalk downtown. Some leaders a long time ago really made that strategic decision to put a pedestrian bridge over the river downtown, right? And it is really added to our community. So really looking for a plan where we are intentional about utilizing the river.
Yeah, that's something that can't happen overnight, but you have to work on it every day. It's got to be continue to work on that. Let's move on. On the regular agenda last night, you had the Northfield Historical Society gave their budget request for 2019 a new bank raid exhibit. Let's talk about that and what you decided.
Yeah, Kathy gave us nice presentation last night. She talked about the current exhibit being from 2000. The current version is from 2005. So really looking at improving the actual exhibit and turning it from highlighting some a villain, if you could say, in Jesse James, to really highlighting what the people of Northfield did in that moment and how it has really changed our community and impacted it moving forward. So it's just great to see them looking at ways that they can improve the museum, make it more vibrant and welcoming to people, and just look forward to that coming forward.
That's a great idea. I like that. Did the council take any action on that at this point? Or
no, it was really they're looking for a contribution matching, leveraging some private dollars that they're looking at with that. We are going to have a discussion coming up at our next council meeting as it relates to our budget presentation. So the council will give some direction to staff on that as we move into December for the adoption of the final budget.
All right. A lot of conversation last night, a lot of discussion on a topic that we've talked about before, family and parental leave policy. You've been kind of tweaking that, taking a step back and an overall look to see what direction you want to go to. Was there a decision made last night? You're still working on that? What was the final result? What were you talking about?
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion around that last night. This issue has really been spearheaded by one of my colleagues, Jessica Peterson-White, and really bringing forward a policy that would support employees for family and parental leave purposes. And so this policy really outlines what it could be used for, the length of time that we would be supporting our employees to take off if there's an illness in the family or a birth or an adoption or foster care, whatever.
So this would go, the scope of this would go beyond just having a baby, somebody having a baby.
Yes, it would. Okay. So it's we added that.
Okay.
With family leave in there, really to support all of our employees across the board. If a parent of an employee falls ill and they need to take time off to care for them, we are really at a different time of expectation for I think employers and employees are really looking for how do you as an employer care for your employees? And so this is not something that the council has really ever delved into before, but it's my understanding. I asked my husband last night and he said that the actual support for parents and even fathers, it used to be just 2 weeks, and his company offers like 12 weeks. So there are employers out there that are moving in the direction of supporting their employees for this type of thing, a family and parental leave. It supports children, supports families. You want strong, healthy families, and that can affect somebody's work that they do. And so this is an opportunity that we can do that. So this will be on our council agenda next week. It's my understanding we gave some direction to staff to look at some changes to the language to add a 6-week time off option, paid time off for the beginning of life event. So that would be in addition to the current policy that was on the council's dais last night.
So that sounds, is that going to be the extent of the changes that we're making to this policy? Is just adding maybe a few more weeks, 6 weeks? Because you'd mentioned in the event of a birth, you'd mentioned also caring for sick relatives and stuff. Is that going to be included with that? Are there guidelines on is there a severity of event, injury, illness, whatever that you need to qualify for? Can anybody just say, hey, look, my mom doesn't feel good. I'll see you in a few months.
So really what it's doing is there's federal protections for employees for employment called FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act.
Okay.
So we use that as the defining language of eligibility. That does not offer paid leave, though. So what the council do is they're kind of mirroring and recognizing that federal law and then using that as a guideline for eligibility, but then offering compensation for employees that while they're on that leave, how long should they allow that off? So the council committee spent multiple personnel committee, excuse me, spent multiple meetings on it. There really is support from the council overall on this, I think, and it's just a matter of they wanted a few options to look at how long of a period of time, maybe a couple wrinkles with that, but that's basically what it is, following that federal law, and that helps define the eligibility.
Yeah, well stated. I got a grip on it now.
Yes, it's not just for anybody who just wants to take 10 days off.
Yeah, so there already, much of that is established by federal regulations and stuff that you don't need to decide and can't decide on a town level.
Right.
But you're changing maybe what you can decide.
Right. Well, I mean, you have a doctor's order that says, you know, you can't lift more than 10 pounds, right? And that's very common. And so there would be things like that would be required for utilization of this.
I get it. Thank you. Let's move on. Another topic that we've talked about, and you've talked about a lot, is the small cell wireless, looking at the guidelines there, because that's a new thing that's going to be coming around, and every city's going to have to be dealing with that. What was discussed last night, and, you know, where are we? Have we developed those guidelines yet? Are they ready to be laid out?
Yeah, this was a request of the council. We passed the ordinance to add the ability for small cell wireless to locate within our right-of-way, so that's done. This policy is really to give direction to city staff behind the scenes as they're working with companies that want to locate within our right-of-ways to give guidance on where and what the poles should look like, what's okay, what's not okay, a permitting process, do we want them to locate within our historic district, are there areas that were like industrial areas, are we more okay with that versus along our downtown Division Street here, and so this policy really is just giving that type of guidance to our staff behind the scenes.
All right, yeah, they were given the packet there, and Terry brought this in. I was looking through this morning. Ooh, that's a big packet.
Yes.
And the design is there are a number of designs out there, and really it's not really as intrusive as I thought. There's some pretty good design options in there.
Well, there are some pretty awful ones,
too.
I mean, I just came from California, and on my way to the airport, there was this huge pole, and it was made to look like an evergreen tree, but it was not an evergreen tree. It was camouflaged, and it was the small cell wireless. I'm like, that's awful. The thing looks like it's dying. Do we want that? I mean, it's just really, Northfield values the aesthetic appeal of our community. And so just anything goes, anything does not go.
Yeah.
And so just being intentional about that is what we want to do here. And we are here, the seven of us, staff are here when this is created, so we will not always be here. So giving that level of guidance and thoughtfulness to how this gets deployed out into our community, I think is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all agree with you on that one.
I think it's helpful, too. These agreements all have to come back to the council anyway for approval, too. Uh-huh. So I think it's helpful from a staff standpoint to have these guidelines. So you have an expectation and kind of a checklist of the things to look at. What are the visuals we're going to include in the packet of materials for the council when it comes forward? So one of the things businesses like, too, I think they can deal with standards as long as they know maybe a little bit of what the certainty is ahead. What's the roadmap look like? What are your expectations? Mm-hmm. So the more clearly we can articulate that to them up front before it comes forward, I think it makes it a smoother process on the back end working with the council, too. Hopefully the goal anyway.
Good deal. Just a word of advice to you, Mr. Mardig, don't bring the fake evergreen tree up to the tour. I think that might get...
Are you sure we should add that one?
Yeah. They got palm trees down in Arizona when I visit my parents sometimes when they're down there.
Are they any better?
I'm not a big fan. But.
All right.
It could be the new Vogue.
Yeah, or not.
Palm trees.
Anything else going on in the city that you'd like to comment on?
Well, we're hoping to get some pavement down yet. We got 7th Street. That's still opened up, and so it looks like we're going to maybe get some 40-degree weather a little bit today and tomorrow, so we're hoping to get crews in. We'll see how that goes, but it's certainly feeling like winter out there right now, and so I'm not sure how much opportunity there is left. And then, I don't know, Mayor, if you want to mention the dedication this Friday.
Yeah, we have we are dedicating the flame. If people have noticed that, that's the artistic piece that is on the corner of Highway 3 and 3rd. So we will be doing a dedication ceremony for that at 2:30 this coming Friday.
All right. Thank you both for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thank you.
That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martin.